of the program. No toll-free number tonight. You will have to pay a toll if your phone line is set up for that sort of thing. But a lot of phones, you don't have to pay long distance anymore.
3 minutes.
Especially with cell phones and things like that. But beware, long distance charges may apply. If you call tonight to 603-435-1105, that's 603-435-1105. With you in studio this evening, it's Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here, courtesy of ALPShow.com. Daryl, FPP.cc. We've also got Skype, by the way, so it's not just the 603-435-1105 number that works tonight. Skype is also still working. The Skype username is LRN.FM. Feel free to call in, share your experiences with refusing a blood test or refusing a DUI test on the side of the road. Daryl's been doing some research there during the news break. We're going to share some of his results with you here in a moment, and also a disturbing story of people having blood forcibly drawn from them by police in Georgia. But first, we go to Skype with Liberty Phoenix on the line in I don't know where. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Calling from Illinois. Just wanted to comment on Witless James's comment that, in a civilized society, people are supposed to follow rules and laws and stuff. And I would pose to him that we don't live in a civilized society. Constantly, every single day, people are utilizing force, fraud, coercion, robbing people, cheating people, raping people, murdering every single day. If we lived in a civilized society, people would be civilized. People would not, sue their mother because they didn't give them $10,000 out of a trust fund that they wanted, or for other nameless mundane concepts. People are so sue happy nowadays because that's the new force. People don't go out and beat up their neighbors and deal with them directly. They call the state in order to do it, and that's not civilized either.
So Liberty Phoenix, allow me to play devil's advocate here for a second. But think of how much worse everything would be if we weren't in a civilized society. Think of how many more rapes and murders and thefts there would be if we didn't have government just raping and murdering and killing people to keep us safe.
That sounds like a anarchist utopia.
Well, I don't know how often the government guys are raping people, but it certainly has happened.
Happens in the military all the time.
That's true. That's true. It certainly has happened. But as far as, like, police raping people, I don't know if that's as common as the police murdering people. It seems more common that they'll murder.
There are certainly stories of police officers who are charged with sexual assault for
forcing a BJ or something like that.
Telling the woman, if you do X, then I will not give you a ticket.
True.
There was one guy pulled over a porn star and coerced her into performing sexual favors that he then filmed, and she put on her website.
Wait, what?
Oh, my goodness.
This was in Tennessee about 4 years ago.
Well, I guess that's making lemonade out of lemons for her, I suppose.
I mean, it's probably true that we don't live in a civilized society. I mean, I don't like saying society because it's a generalization of everybody. Like, there's civilized people and not civilized people. But I don't think the civilized thing to do is to just pull people over, test them, and take them to jail. There's much better solutions for something like that. I think that's just what he was posing, was that there are better ways to go about it.
You're talking about our earlier caller?
Yes.
Well, no, our earlier caller, Jimbo the Stoner or whatever, he was proposing violence against the
Throw
him in jail
for
cell,
long periods
arrest
of time.
Him. He believes that the current ways are the ways that work the best. And I'm sorry, anybody who's known people who've gotten busted for DUIs knows that in a lot of cases, a bunch of them will get a second, third, fourth DUI. So it's not like the punishment mentality actually works. Any further thoughts, Phoenix?
Well, the state telling you that you can't drive doesn't stop you from being able to turn a key and move a vehicle. You
sure
don't need government permission to do things. What we need is self-responsibility.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, Phoenix. And, another thing that we can talk about is the fact that government regulations actually make it more dangerous and make it more likely for people to get behind the wheel.
Now,
I'll give you an example, for instance. I think it was Lionel, actually, who deserves credit for talking about this, or at least influencing me on this one, is that, in the past, it wasn't uncommon for neighborhood bars to exist. prior to zoning ordinances, commercial property, residential, these sorts of ideas, that it wouldn't be uncommon for a bar or a tavern or something like that, a pub, even in somebody's home, to open up in a neighborhood and thereby service all the people in the nearby area from having to actually have to drive to go and apply themselves with alcohol. So if you could go and buy drinks at a local neighborhood tavern or had more than one from which to choose, you know, competition, keeping prices down, is there a chance that that house might be a little noisier than the average house on the block? Yeah, but you don't have to live next to that house. You could simply walk there, and then if you don't, you know, if you're walking home, of course, in a lot of cases,
and then you get charged with drunk in public.
Right, you'll get arrested for they call it protective custody here in New Hampshire, where they don't actually charge you with a crime, but you are arrested and forced into a jail cell overnight if you look too drunk on the streets.
Right, but that seems civilized to like the average person. They think, you know, they don't want drunk people walking around their neighborhood. What if they were to accidentally, you know, hurt somebody's property, maybe even purposely? What if they were to start a fight with somebody? Like, drunk people are a danger to society, and they need to be protected until they're safe enough to walk around.
Do you actually believe that?
No, I'm just saying this is how I believe that most people see it. It's like they think it's the civilized thing to not let people wander around in an altered state of mind.
It seems barbaric to me. I mean, if somebody's being a dangerous drunk, that's one thing. If there is a drunk guy and he's threatening everybody that walks by and he's shoving people that are, you know, walking by him and being actually physically dangerous to people, then you'd have an argument to take that person and, you know, take them away from people, even if it's taking them home, but
right,
take them away from people. The average drunk, though, I don't think is a danger, and I think that it's wrong for somebody to suggest that just because somebody's drunk means that they're dangerous or that, you know, they're a danger to themselves. Some might be true. You know, if they're stumbling through the if they're in the middle of the road, if they're doing something really stupid and dangerous, then, yeah, there's a good chance of that. But, you know, a lot of drunks just want to get home. You know, they just want to go from where they were drinking to their house, and they were walking there. And as long as they're on the sidewalk and they're, you know, they're not hurting people, then I don't think they should be treated as though the next moment they might hit somebody.
Right. And you're just talking about people that drink recreationally, not on a regular basis, right?
I'm talking about anybody. I mean, a lot of people that drink at bars drink on a regular basis.
I've known alcoholics in the past, and it seems like the more you drink, like the more often, the more violent you can become.
Hmm.
I don't. That maybe that's just the way what I've seen, but
I don't know. Is it that alcohol necessarily leads people toward violence, or is it that alcohol brings out the violence in people that have a tendency towards violence?
I think alcohol in large quantities sort of reveals the inner person, if you will. So, you know, I'm a very laid-back drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the I love you guy.
Yep.
And actually, at Porkfest a couple of years ago, I told everyone very loudly at like 1 o'clock in the morning, like woke people up just yelling, I love you.
Oh, God.
But that's how I am when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You're a public threat.
There are other people that when they're a drunk, because they're angry, they, you know, the angry part of them
comes out. Yeah.
Right. I've heard stories of one person in particular that was drunk at Porkfest a few years ago and almost drove into people's tents. And I think that has been handled pretty well by the Liberty community. More so.
Right. We didn't have to lock him in a jail cell. We just had to give him feedback and talk to the guy.
Exactly. And now they're a little bit more well-behaved.
Like neighbors who care about their neighbor. That's, you know, if you show some, maybe the police have got it wrong, right? Like the caller earlier, maybe he's completely wrong that this is just the status quo. This is the violence is the solution to problem solution that the police are currently employing. Oh, someone's doing something we don't like, we think is dangerous, so we're going to put you in a jail cell. Why not approach it with a sense of compassion? Like, you know, put yourself in that person's shoes, as I'm sure many cops could, considering the drinking problems that police have in a lot of cases.
Yes.
Put yourself in his shoes and think about what you think would be the best thing to do in that case. Would taking the person home be the best thing to do? Would having a talk with them later on be a good thing? Yes, I think so. 855, can't use that number, 603-435-1105 is the number for tonight.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Amanda Bozold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $12.9760. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.4477, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.4477, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Bring us anything here. Toll-free number is not available. We don't have a toll-free line tonight. There's some sort of technical difficulty at the network. Luckily, we're on the air, so that's a good thing. We do have a non-toll-free line for you, which is 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And with you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way. if you like, we're talking about DUIs, and actually specifically cannabis-related DUIs, but it's sort of expanded into DUIs in general. We had a guy call in earlier who was saying that we're bad people for suggesting that somebody who is impaired while driving should simply be driven home by the police rather than thrown in a prison cell and have their life destroyed even further. We can talk about that, whatever you want to discuss here. 603-435-1105. We're going to go back to the phones in a moment, but also want to let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox makes some killer coffee. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade grown. It's quality product coming from BuzzBox. You can get a pound of it for free and try it out. See for yourself how good this coffee is. BuzzBox really believes in their coffee, and that's why they're going to give you a pound for free. You just have to pay the shipping cost on that pound, and it's sent to you, coffee.freetalklive.com. But there's more to BuzzBox than just great coffee, because you can get great coffee in a lot of places. BuzzBox does something special. They've got a co-op they've set up, and they allow people around the world to buy into it to help them get their, start growing coffee and selling it and making a business out of it. Also, they help out fund microloans, and your coffee buying habit can help people around the world create a better life for themselves by giving them microloans so they can buy things they need to start a business or to keep a business going. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You get great coffee. You get it shipped directly to your door. And every 10 listeners that sign up for coffee.freetalklive.com funds one microloan through World Vision. So we're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to order their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, go get a free pound, just pay the shipping cost, and you can cancel the subscription at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts, John is in northern Minnesota. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ellen, and Daryl.
Good evening.
Hey, go ahead, John.
I am 73 years old and have been a casual drinker most of my life.
Okay.
And I plan on this summer of buying a teardrop trailer to attach to the back of my automobile.
Okay.
And when I'm up north and I'm at a neighborhood bar or someplace and I've had a few drinks and I'm afraid to drive or go home, I'm going to crawl into my teardrop trailer and take refuge, and I'm going to buy me one of those Big Ben alarm clocks, the kind you wind up, and maybe sleep for 3-4 hours, and when the buzzer goes off, get up and drive home. I think that the way they handle people in Hibbing, Minnesota, we had a lady, 79-year-old lady, get stopped. She had two beers. She was playing cards with the girls after bowling, and they handcuffed her behind her back and took her to jail. A young, fresh policeman, fresh out of school, was afraid of a almost 80-year-old lady. He had to handcuff her.
He's got something to prove. I mean, he's got to show that old lady what's going to happen. This is the punishment. You've been drinking, lady, and we need to show you this is serious. That's the mentality.
So they bring her to the police station. They book her, and they says, "Well, now you call somebody. You need a ride home. You need to get somebody to give you a ride home." Mm-hmm. She said, "I only live 8 blocks from here. You brought me here. You bring me home." He says, "We can't do that. We have to have two people here all the time." While she was there, and there was a desk sergeant and the police officer, who was resting officer, one of them left and went to McDonald's and got some hamburgers.
Oh, sure.
And came back.
There's no punishment for them lying, and the cops will lie all the time. If they feel
so,
like
it. She called the lady friend that was with her, who also had a couple of beers, and she drove down to the police station and picked up this lady and gave her a ride home. If they were doing their job, they would have arrested her, too.
Oh, it happens. Let me tell you, there are situations. I've seen a situation here in Keene where there was a lady walking home who was stopped by the police. They were going to arrest her for protective custody, so-called, but they gave her the opportunity to call somebody to have a friend or family member come and pick her up. The guy who came, the police thought he was drunk, and they went ahead and arrested them both at that point. So it happens a lot. And anything else you want to share with your story, John?
Well, I do live in town, and I'm only 5 miles away from the meat raffle, the little bar I go to on a Friday night. And for $5, I can ride a home in a taxi cab, and we've been doing that.
Sweet.
You know,
that sounds
and we
good.
Can go back and get the car in the morning. I mean, a drink costs that much, you know.
It's certainly a lot cheaper than having to pay for a DUI fine. That much is for sure. And interesting plan with the teardrop trailer. Basically, you're going to have your own drunk tank and attached to your truck. You can go in the back there and sleep it off. And that way, you can have a sleeping bag back there or something like that and stay warm. If it's, I'm sure it gets pretty darn cold there in northern Minnesota some parts
of
the year.
Well, I found a beautiful one. It's going to have air conditioning and heater and everything. And we can camp also. You know, it's a dual purpose. Stay in a motel a couple nights. One night in the teardrop.
What's one of those teardrops cost? I mean, it's pretty much, is the teardrop pretty much they've only got a bed in there and they don't look very large?
There are teardrop clubs that go on the internet and check out the teardrop organizations and clubs. It's amazing how many older people get together and travel around with these things.
What do you fit in a teardrop though? Like you know, there's obviously no bathroom in one. I'm thinking these are very very small things that I've seen. I think I'm thinking of a teardrop. Is it pretty much enough room for you know, a backpack and a bed, or like what do you got in there? What can you put in there?
Well, a queen size mattress. I mean, what I'm buying, it's 5 foot wide, 12 mm-hmm. feet long. It's this one is 52 inches high, and you can slide in there and swing your legs in, and there's plenty of room. A TV drops down in front of you, and there is a galley in the back, and you can carry a water supply.
So there's a little there's a little kitchen in there.
Well, actually, under the trunk. That's outside. But they're very nice and comfortable, and everybody laughs at me, but I'm going to do it.
Well, they can laugh, but you're going to not go to jail because of this, so I think it's a smart move, and it's a nice thing to have. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for your story tonight.
I've seen people that have taken some of the minivans, or might be the full-size van, and gotten those converted to add in one of these shower sort of things and a compost toilet.
Wow.
And it's a thing that you can live in.
There is no toll-free number. The number tonight is 603-435-1105. You can also Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. What is the way that drunks should be handled when they're discovered on the roads? Do you have any ideas? It's Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
The next 30 seconds could save your life or that of someone you love. The Peacekeeper Mini by Tiger Light is the latest in high-tech self-defense. Combining the number one rated Tiger Light with the amazing new Bluetooth GPS crowd alert technology, there is nothing like it. Endorsed by top police, military, and self-defense experts. Pre-order now at one-third the retail price at Indiegogo.com. Search Peacekeeper Mini.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic or a close. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. That's the show that we're doing. And you can join us here. The number is not toll-free tonight. It's 603-435-1105. The network is having difficulty with the toll-free numbers this evening, so 603-435-1105 will get you on the air with us. Also, you can Skype into the program. The username that you'll need to connect to is lrn.fm, but you do have to send a contact request first before you can Skype us, which only takes a moment, and we'll probably have it approved by the next break. So, again, Skype username lrn.fm, the phone number 603-435-1105, and blockchain has done it again. This time it's blockchain.com that we're talking about. Now, if you're a long-time listener of the show, I'm sure you are familiar with blockchain.info, which is still a great place to go and get a free Bitcoin wallet. Blockchain.com, same organization, different domain name. They've got a brand new app that you can put on your smartphone to accept Bitcoin safely, securely, and for free. There's no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. Now, Daryl, you know about the other companies out there that are offering merchant services.
Yes, and I actually use one of the others.
A lot of the this is new. The blockchain app is brand new. And these other companies, I keep hearing complaints about. First you hear complaints about one of them, then you hear complaints about another one. There's always some sort of something going wrong. Well, blockchain's entering the market to bring a fresh level of competition in, and I've signed up for the other competitor in the past, and it's a huge hassle. There's all kinds of ID and verification requirements in order to get started receiving Bitcoin. You don't have that with blockchain.com. You just go and get the app from their Google Play Store, and you can get started. No terms of service, no ID requirements. Just start accepting Bitcoin with blockchain.com and zero fees, blockchain.com. All right, so again, the number 603-435-1105. We've been talking about DUI, actually, throughout the show tonight, and what kicked off the discussion was the story about the Arizona Supreme Court overturning the conviction of a man who was hit with a DUI because he admitted to the cops having smoked weed. He's a medical cannabis user there in Arizona. And basically, in a 13-page decision, in a 4-1 decision, this Arizona Supreme Court said, this is absurd.
Well, and it should be pointed out that Arizona said that you are not allowed to have any THC in your system.
That's true, but a lot of states have a very, very low threshold as well.
But my thinking, and you know, I pay attention to court decisions to try and figure out, you know, the thinking behind the judges. So my thinking is, had Arizona had one of these low thresholds, they might not have made the same decision. But since they had, you can't have any THC, that's why this was thrown out.
Well, the High Court did say that prosecuting drivers for, not for direct signs of impairment, but for simply having metabolites of THC in their blood leads to absurd results. There's multiple instances in my scanning of this 13, I haven't read the full thing, but scanning through the 13 pages, the word absurd appears more than once. They are kind of reiterating the idea that, hey guys, there's different types of metabolites for THC.
Right.
When you smoke cannabis, you'll have these different types of metabolites that some stay around longer than others. So the get high, like your high kind of metabolites, don't last as long. They only last as long as the high does, but which is usually no more than a few hours. But the other kinds of metabolites, they could stay in your system for weeks. And so the law doesn't differentiate between the two types of metabolites, and so therefore they're basically saying this whole law is bunk.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean the law is overturned necessarily, but it does mean that whoever gets busted again in this circumstance will have a pretty good case in front of them with the Supreme Court case behind them. And maybe this could be used in other states as well, because this is an absurd law. It does say that it's not whether you're inebriated, it's not whether you're impaired, it's whether you have these chemicals.
Right. And whether it's absurd or not, though, does this guarantee that whoever enters in a court case and they're arguing, like, if they do have the metabolites in their system and they're trying to argue that they're not guilty for driving under the influence, is this going to guarantee that they don't get convicted?
No, there's no guarantees anytime there's a court decision. Even if it's a real hard and firm decision like the Glick decision in Boston, which, you know, made it clear that you have the right to record government bureaucrats in the performance of their public duties, especially if they're in public, made it pretty clear, but that didn't stop the Palmer police from arresting me even after I cited the Glick decision to them prior to them making the arrest. So just because a group of judges say something doesn't give you any protections from the police who want to exercise their powers. Now, later on, after the arrest and you actually go to court, then you can present a decision like this in your trial and you can allow a judge to make a decision on that. But even that doesn't guarantee, you know, even if you show a judge a decision from a Supreme Court in his state, they can still just ignore it and make the ruling they want to make, and then you'll have to appeal and go to the Supreme Court, then show them their own decision, and hopefully they'll make the same decision at that point.
And as we know, Supreme Courts reverse their own decision.
Right. So, no, there's no guarantees whatsoever with this ridiculous so-called justice system, or as some have pointed out, it's a legal system, not a justice system. And it's a system that's designed to benefit the system, not you, not
right.
me.
And you said something earlier about policemen being law enforcement officers, but it sounds like they're not even enforcing the law. It's just whatever idea they have of what the law is, which could be completely inaccurate.
Well, that's certainly true, and they certainly ignore some laws over, you know, preferring to enforce other ones.
Right.
Obviously. So your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Daryl, I don't think we got to your summary of what happens to people if they refuse. I think
we did not.
Right.
In Arizona,
this is if they refuse any kind of roadside sobriety test.
If you refuse, then your license is suspended.
In
I don't know
Arizona?
How for I
In Arizona.
If you're in Arizona
okay.
and you refuse, then your license is suspended. I don't know for what length of time, but according to a chart that's in this PDF that I've been looking at, it is the same penalty for, or rather it's a lesser penalty. If you refuse, it's a lesser penalty than if you get convicted.
In Arizona.
In Arizona.
Okay.
And actually in every state except for Utah, Nebraska, Minnesota, and New Hampshire. Utah has no penalty for refusing a blood alcohol test.
Okay.
Nebraska, Minnesota, and the supposedly live free or die state all have a worse penalty for refusing.
Man, New Hampshire's some backwards laws, that's certainly for sure.
Yes.
But it's also got the best chance at changing those laws in the future because we actually have liberty-oriented people getting elected here now and more people moving
we
here.
We need two liberty reps in the Senate.
One would be nice. Two would be great. We actually had one at one point. And it wasn't a Free State Project participant, just a friend of the Free State Project. And unfortunately, he called it quits. So it can happen. It absolutely can. And the more people that we move here as part of the Free State Project, the more likely it'll be. Of course, if you haven't heard about the Free State Project, you should go to freestateproject.org to check that out. The idea is to concentrate liberty-minded people in one place. People who understand what freedom means, to bring them all to the same geographic area. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up. You can go to porkfest.com. It's a perfect opportunity for you to come up and check out New Hampshire, experience what it's like to be around 1,500 liberty-oriented people for an entire week of fun in the woods in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, June 22nd through the 29th. We're literally less than 2 months away from this event. I'm excited. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live from there. And you can go to porkfest.com to get your tickets for just $60. Now, that doesn't include the cost of travel and lodging, obviously. So that's just to get you into Porkfest. But it's a heck of a good time. I recommend it if you can make it up here at all. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Coming up, the police strapping people down and forcing blood draws. Some disturbing video footage. We'll give you some of the audio from it here in a little bit. And you can also bring up anything that's on your mind. Daryl will be bringing to the table a question or a situation where Russian law is now requiring bloggers to register as media and more, all on the way here tonight on Free Talk Live at 603-435-1105.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number tonight is different than normal. It's 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And you can still join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Daryl's got a story, a disturbing story about Russian bloggers being apparently required to register with the state. Ellen's also joining us from ALPShow.com, and we'll continue taking your calls about what you want. Also, don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content of the website. You just go to freetalklive.com, and you can log in there with a freetalklive.com account. You'll also need a reddit.com account. You link those two accounts together in a simple process. You only have to do it once. And then at that point, you'll be able to vote on stuff. You can vote the stuff up that you like, down if you don't like it. And you can submit content right to the front page of our site. So maybe you found something online that you think's interesting or outrageous or fun or whatever you think we and our listeners would enjoy. You submit it at freetalklive.com, and it appears and is subject to being voted on by other listeners. That way we know in the aggregate what it is that you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive tonight, or whenever you get a chance, freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here. Richard is on the line in San Francisco. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, I was just kind of listening to the show, and one of the things that I was telling you about was that your XGN that they're offering out that really doesn't provide the security that you guys are looking for, or the security it says it does.
Well, ProXPN is the sponsor of the phone lines here, and that's an interesting claim, Richard. What evidence do you have for it? Because, I mean, I've got the ProXPN website up here, and you know, I'm pretty sure they're saying they're providing a encrypted connection to their servers.
Well, I think that part of the thing is you have to, you know, have a little bit of information on system BIOS, and you have to have information on the IP version 6, and you have to have information on, it's called pre-startup, net BIOS, and different things like IR devices on every single computer.
Well, what I can tell you right now is you're not making a bit of sense to me. I don't know if anybody else in the studio is following you.
I have no clue what he's talking about.
No.
Yeah. Can you explain to me why you believe that ProXPN, are you saying they're lying, Richard?
No. No. I'm not saying anything like that, and I'm not saying to discredit or to prevent the sales for Pro XPN. I'm just saying is they're encrypting it on the computer. On the computer before they send it out over the internet.
Right.
The thing is the computer itself has the it's called the SM, the key to itself, the encryption key is encrypted on the computer. And the thing is, unless they can lock down and kind of isolate the computer itself so that when it's being encrypted, there's no, as you would call it, snooping. That's where the problem is.
So what you're saying is you're concerned that Pro XPN doesn't encrypt the entire computer's hard drive?
No. I'm saying that when the Pro XPN connects to the computer, it encrypts it on the computer between the handshaking that goes on between the computer and the website itself or the servers.
What it does, just to clarify, what Pro XPN does is it's software you install on your computer that encrypts, creates an encrypted connection, a VPN tunnel between your computer and their servers, and then your data passes through that tunnel, meaning that your internet service provider and any other of the handlers of those packets between your computer and the Pro XPN server are not able to inspect those packets because they're in an encrypted VPN tunnel. That's all we've ever said that Pro XPN does as far as protecting your privacy. If you want to protect your hardware's privacy, then there are other steps that you can take, including full-on hard drive encryption, but Pro XPN doesn't advertise that. So I'm not really sure what it is that you're uncertain about or confused about.
Well, I wasn't really, more so confused or trying to. I was more trying to explain so that way you can at least hear it, and there becomes an awareness, and maybe Pro XPN can kind of maybe hear it and listen.
What were you trying to explain, though? I still haven't been made clear on that.
Okay, what I'm saying is that every single computer. Every single electronic device out there after around 99 has pre-startup. They're like net BIOS. And so what it is that every single computer is already connected to the internet ahead of time. So even when you're encrypting something on your computer or doing something, the thing is it's already being monitored.
So this is a conspiracy theory. Basically you're airing a conspiracy theory based on some technology that does exist. As I understand it, there is some level of code that can be applied at a BIOS level or below BIOS level or whatever that could.
I don't even know what BIOS is.
Okay, so when you turn a computer, thank you for that, Daryl. And when you turn a computer on, there are certain things that it does before the operating system comes up. That's kind of what the BIOS is. They call it something different these days, but ultimately it's kind of like the low level system, essentially. It's like kind of the low level system that the operating system operates on, basically.
Okay.
And so there is a set of procedures, as I understand it, and it was originally, we had somebody call about this several months ago. That apparently Intel has some sort of code that could allow them, in theory, to remotely access a computer or something like that. Whether that code is activated in all consumer-level computers is, remains to be seen. But either way, ultimately the conspiracy theory here is that if they want, they can take access to your computer anytime they want to. And I guess if you believe that to be true, then you probably shouldn't put anything of any sort of damning nature on your computer and just, leave technology behind. What do you think about that, Richard?
No, I don't think that's necessarily the case. The more the point that I'm making is that when you get, and like I said, it's nothing against Pro XPN, but when they're advertising that they have a secure from snooping product, I'm just saying is that,
it is secure. Your internet service provider cannot snoop on what you're doing when you're using Pro XPN. You do understand that, right? What you're saying is you believe somebody can get into your computer in a different way and that they would be able to access your data. And, that's a conspiracy theory, and thank you for the call tonight, Richard. I appreciate hearing from you.
In some ways, this seems to be sort of one of these things of if I sell you a fire safe and I say, Ian, anything you put in this safe will not be destroyed by a fire. Yeah, but the stuff on my dresser will be. Yeah, because it's not in the safe. Like, you know,
right.
Things that aren't in the safe could get destroyed. Things right. in the safe are safe.
There are multiple ways that your security can be violated online, and they don't all have to do with, you know, sending data to your internet service provider. If somebody puts a, you know, a virus or a malware or something like that on your computer, ProXPN isn't a malware checker. It's not going to catch that. But, you know, it is what it is, and ProXPN does a good job at what it does, which is encrypting all your data. 100% of it, every bit of data that leaves your internet jack on your computer, your Ethernet jack, or your Wi-Fi connection, is going to be encrypted. What our caller was suggesting is that there's some other protocol that's operating beneath the system that would give an intruder full access to that system.
I don't know. I wish we could have let him expound on what he was saying a little bit more, because it sounded like what he was saying, which it kind of makes sense to me, is that your computer is connected to the internet before you even click on the little link.
That's not true. Not if there's no wire plugged into the back. You're not magically connected to the internet. Now, it's certainly true that when you're installing Windows or when you're installing Linux, if you have the wire connected to the back of the computer, you can get an IP address and you can use that connection to upgrade, you know, to download updates to that operating system. But that's all happening within the operating system. That's not some secretive thing that the computer companies have put in here. Maybe Nathan has some thoughts for us here in Texas, because I don't have the technical wizardry to really explain what's going on.
Yeah,
Nathan?
And there were tech words that I was totally confused by, and I know a lot of our listeners probably were as well.
Nathan, what did you think of that call? Was that where you're calling tonight?
I did want to comment on that real quick. It sounded like you were confusing BIOS with NetBIOS there for a second. BIOS is basic input-output system, and it's kind of like a system that loads on your computer to get your computer working. You know, it's kind of a small mini operating system that, you know, gets your computer.
Okay, I thought he was talking about the allegation that Intel had put code in that allows somebody to access a computer when it's not even necessarily even turned on, and whether it's, you know, whatever the security measures are, it would be beneath them. You're talking about NetBIOS, which is some sort of protocol. Is that right?
Right, and it's also the thing I would be worried about there is that a BIOS could connect to the network without your knowledge, and that would be scary.
Okay, so if you want to hang on, you can explain this a little bit further, hopefully in terms that are more easy to understand than our last caller. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators once a year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year, with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals, like top quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49, plus more deals at your local store. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.